That song was a song that I wrote when I was in one of my very first bands called Brinsley Schwartz, and we did. Oh, come on, you've never heard of them. That's ridiculous.
Actually, quite a few people have heard of the band Brinsley Schwartz, and they definitely heard the song What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Now the man responsible for that tune, Nick Lowe, is back with a new album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Although a Nick Lowe song earned Elvis Costello a hit, Nick Lowe's had no shortage of his own success as a songwriter, producer, and performer. He had a hit in 79 with Cruel to Be Kind, played with the bands Rockpile and Little Village, and produced 5 Elvis Costello albums, along with work by The Pretenders and The Damned, among others. But Nick Lowe is one of those artists who's able to keep one foot in producing and the other in performing. And the evolution of his own career and catalog has brought him from the Jesus of Cool to the country-influenced croon of his new album, The Old Magic. A few weeks before its release and ahead of his tour with Wilco, he performed an FUV Live show at the Living Room here in New York City. And while on stage, FUV's Corny O'Connell asked Nick Lowe about a non-musical subject.
And now you are a family man, yes?
Yes.
How is that? Is that affecting your music at all?
I mean, I go on tour to have a little rest. That's quite a difference. No, it used to be the other way around.
Well, let me ask you about a previous family, because at one time you were married to Carlene Carter, Johnny Cash, your father-in-law. What was that like?
Well, it was wonderful. He was a wonderful man, you know, and it's a big, big family. You know, they had a lot of sons-in-law and a lot of ex-sons-in-law as well. Let me tell you that. But the thing about that family was that once you got your feet under the table with them, you know, you were always welcome.
Now, you had written songs in Johnny Cash's style. You've written a song specifically for him?
Yep.
What was that like?
When I presented it to him for the first time, it was a disaster, because I hadn't really done it right. But he thought that there was something there. It was very embarrassing, because he turned up and I had to play it in front of him and his band and all the roadies and the bloke who sold the T-shirts and everything. It all came round to our house. And then about 12 years later, I just went to see him, and he asked me about it again. And on this occasion, I went home and just finished it, just like that. And then my stepdaughter, Tiffany, had been to visit them down in Jamaica. They had a house in Jamaica. And she said, "Oh, Granddad's playing your song all the time." It was a wonderful thing to happen.
You've practiced and rehearsed it, but in your heart you know it's too late. Experience should tell you never get your story too straight. You'd better steel yourself and prepare for some blues to descend. 'Cause you've broken something this time stoplight roses can't mend. You've dusted off your shame face in the mirror behind the bathroom door.
It seems like so many of your songs that you've written kind of sit on the shelf for some reason. And then later on, they blow up, like What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. That one was a very early song for you.
I always think of it as being my first sort of original idea that I had. We used to play it, and one of the people who used to come and see us in those days was a bloke called Declan McManus, who became Elvis Costello later. Mm-hmm. Who did. In fact, most people think that Elvis wrote it. Not true. But, I don't mind, I can assure you, I don't mind that.
Well, I can see her now with a walkman on, jumping up and down to her favorite song. Still remember when she used to want to make a lot of noise. Hop in the party with the street calling the boys. She used to want to party, used to want to go. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and sit. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
That was I Knew the Bride and Stoplight Roses from an FUV Live performance from Nick Lowe. His most recent album, The Old Magic, is out now. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete show online anytime at WFUV.org.